joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line, Sean Donohue, political analyst, to look at exactly what happened last night. And Sean, this, you know, I think I've said a few times, I would not be surprised no matter what the result is. But still, how quickly and how decisively this election went, I could see it surprising some people this morning. Your big takeaways, you sit here this morning.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is that it was a pretty decisive win for Donald Trump across what may be all of the seven swing states. But my biggest takeaway from this is outside of those seven swing states is that there were blue states that were much closer than there were in 2020. You know, we saw that, you know, Joe Biden's 22-23 point margin in New York, you know, we still have some votes to come in, was cut in half. You know, New Jersey and Illinois were in single digits.
So it may be all seven battleground states that we were keeping our eyes on for so long. You know, it was an electoral victory, and he won the popular vote. How surprising is that?
Well, I mean, what we're seeing is that, you know, I was doing some media coverage last night locally, and I was looking at the New York Times map where they have looking at counties that had fully reported in comparison to the 2020 election, where they would have, if it was swinging towards Trump, a red arrow of various sizes, or if it was swinging towards Harris, a blue arrow. And just, it seems like almost everywhere around the country, other than just a few places, it was red arrows everywhere.
I saw that. I'm actually looking at that map that you're talking about right now.
Me too.
And I mean, to kind of dig into why that happened, you know, Trump wins the popular vote, or appears to at this point with the vote count that we have, for the first time since at least 2004, before that, 88, I believe. I mean, he made gains in areas that Democrats are lacking. He's in some ways made the Republican Party younger. I mean, the youth vote, it was always almost a given that it would lean very heavily to the Democratic side. Also, you look at some minority groups, Hispanic vote. I mean, a lot of different groups of people voting for Trump in a way that they hadn't before. I mean, what about the campaign caused that to happen?
Well, I mean, I think that's something that journalists, historians, political scientists, folks in our professions are going to be trying to look at. You know, one of the things that I noticed early on, whenever we started getting results in from New York, was the big gains that Donald Trump was making in places like the Bronx and Queens. You know, not places that you generally would hear the term Republican gains.
Pollsters got it wrong again, Sean. Where do they go from here?
Well, there is some question about that. I mean, the thing is that we're going to have to see, you know, where does the national popular vote come out at? You know, currently it has Trump ahead by a few million votes, but there's still quite a few votes out west that probably are going to go in favor of maybe Kamala Harris. Where we might end up where Trump has a small win in the popular vote that's well within the margin of error. And the other thing is that you know, in the seven battleground states that we were looking at, all of them were in the margin of error. You know, many of them, you know, we were looking that, you know, might be, you know, just a few points. So, but what I kind of noticed is that there were a lot of places that, you know, because they weren't competitive, say like in New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Maryland, and maybe some other places that we'll be looking at, that were much closer than 2022. So, I mean, that's something that we'll have to keep an eye on, too. And just one thing that I would add as well, you know, just for the folks here in Erie County, New York, is that the Democratic margin that Joe Biden had of about 15 points was cut down to about 10 points by Donald Trump. But clearly, it didn't seep down into the DA race, but it may have helped Republicans, win a state assembly seat in the Cheektowaga area.
It is very interesting to look at it that way. I'm wondering, you know, what the lessons we might learn from all of this are, and for Democrats, if that goes to, is it time to stop on a national level running as simply, hey, we're not Donald Trump? Because it seemed that was kind of the case, whether it's Harris, even Biden in 2020, you know, Hillary Clinton did not have hardly any. I mean, Bernie Sanders, it was just kind of almost a movement brought up around him, have a serious challenger where it's, hey, it's not Donald Trump. Anybody that goes out there will be doing well with that kind of message. Is that over for Democrats?
Well, I think that you have going forward that, on the one hand, I think that, we'll have to see what Donald Trump's agenda is in his second administration. You know, in his first administration, you had where Democrats were very united in opposition to that, and it kind of obscured some of the divisions within the party. So I think that one thing that you're already hearing, among Democrats, given that this loss that they had, I think that you're going to have on one hand, some of the progressives is like, you should have stuck with us. You should have ran a much more progressive campaign, while some of the more moderates are like, okay, a lot of this far left stuff. I think you're already hearing some things among more moderate Democrats that issues with trans issues, women's sports, may have helped contribute to Trump's victory among a number of people out there. So I think that you're potentially looking at an interesting situation where the Democratic Party is going to be kind of looking at where do we go forward from here, because it's not really clear to me. In 2028, which the thing is, sadly, the way politics works anymore, I think you're probably already having a number of people within the Democratic Party that are going to be thinking about, who do we want to run in 2028? Are we looking for getting somebody like a Joe Biden, kind of a more moderate white man to run, or do we want to try to embrace the increasing diversity in the country?
All right. Well, that conversation, they'll be starting very soon. Sean, thanks so much. Sean Donohue, political science professor at the University at Buffalo.